Listening Library presents So Yesterday by Scott Westerfeld. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 0. We are all around you. You don't think about us much because we are invisible. Well, not exactly invisible. A lot of us have hair dyed in 4 colors, or wear 5-inch platform sneakers, or carry enough metal in our skin that it's a hassle getting on an airplane. Quite visible, actually, come to think of it. But we don't wear signs saying what we are. After all, if you knew what we were up to, we couldn't work our magic. We have to observe carefully and push and prompt you in ways you don't notice. Like good teachers, we let you think you've discovered the truth on your own. And you need us. Someone has to guide you, to mold you, to make sure that today turns into yesterday on schedule. Because frankly, without us to monitor the situation, who knows what would get crammed down your throats? It's not like you can just start making your own decisions, after all. So if we're supposed to be secret, why am I writing this? Well, that's a long story. That's this story. It's about how I met Jen. She isn't one of us or one of you either. She's on top of the whole pyramid, quietly making her contribution. Trust me, you need her. We all do. It's also about the jammers, who I'm pretty sure really do exist. Probably. If they're real, then they're crazy smart and they've got big plans. They're the bad guys, the ones trying to bring the system down. They want to make people like me redundant, unnecessary, ridiculous. They want to set you free.